Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and greetings. And assalamu alaikum.
And we welcome all of our listeners to our Blog Talk Radio show, which airs every Wednesday. We will be right back to invite all of our listeners, especially if you are a business owner. We are having open mic, so which means that this is a time you can identify your business to the communities or to the listeners for the next hour. So again, we invite you to participate. Aziz, you want to give them the number they can call in and participate if they wish this evening?
Yes, our call-in number will be 1-657-383-1372, and that is 1-657-383-1372.
And we'll be right back after this station break.
jeffmajors@jeffmajors.com.
He's one of our many supporters, and we had him on the station just a few months ago, and we certainly appreciate Brother Jeff and all of the supporters of the New Africa Business Association's blog radio and the New Africa Business Association itself. The New Africa Business Association, of course, Brother Aziz, we constantly remind everyone we have two objectives. One of them, of course, is to identify new businesses in our communities, and we do that by what we're doing tonight. One of the features, and that is network market with one another. So those of you who are listening in for the next hour, if you're a business owner or if you like to recommend a business that you would like to recommend, now is a good time to call in, because, like I said, our first objective is to identify businesses in our communities and identify those businesses, and hopefully you will be able to do business with these many business professionals that we have in our communities. So our second objective is to create new businesses jointly. So again, that's what we hopefully would be able to do, is we can identify businesses that we can invest with, and hopefully can help these businesses to grow and become joint partners with many different businesses that we would like to create a start in our communities. So we do want to send a special thanks out to some of our supporters. Brother Aziz, I'm going to let you present most of them that did come on, and many of the ones that we asked you to support and continue to support. Brother Aziz?
Yes, well, we'll start out with Jeff Majors. He's a musician, he's a harpist, and he can be contacted at jeffmajors.com. Also, we have Divine Shine, which is a shoe repair and bootblack place in Washington, D.C. It's 723 T Street Northwest. And they can be contacted at area code 202-986-7463. And that number, again, for Divine Shine is 202-986-7463. Also, we have another supporter, Avanta. That's A-V-A-N-T-A. Avanta Real Estate Service. And they're in the business of supplying affordable houses for the community. And Avanta Real Estate Service can be reached at area code 202-264-4663. And that is Avanta Real Estate Service, affordable houses, at area code 202-264-4663. Now, here's a real winner for some of you people out there that like to collect, and that's Anita Shelton Collectibles. Anita Shelton Collectibles. And she can be reached at 202-234-9089. And Anita supplies all types of antique collectibles, clothing primarily. And she can be reached again at 202 area code 234-9089. Also, another supporter is, and one of our sponsors as well as host, is Attorney Shalor Williams. And Attorney Shalor Williams is good at everything. And she's a big supporter of our show. Attorney Shalor Williams can be reached at area code 301-341-5577. That's area code 301-341-5577. Or you may email her at sacw@hotmail.com. And that is sacw@hotmail.com. And another one of our ardent supporters, as well as one that is really fantastic at what they do, and that is Miss Gina Baker. Miss Gina Baker is an accountant, MBA, and has vast experience in all forms of accounting. Miss Baker can be reached at area code 301-332-6015. And that is area code 301-332-6015. Or you may email Miss Baker, and that is gmbaker@bakerfinancialservice.com. And that financial service would be financialsvcs.com. That's gmbaker, B-A-N-K-E-R, financialsvcs.com. And that is just a few of the sponsors of our program, the New Africa Business Association. And we want to thank them for their support. And we look forward for them to come on anytime that they want to share some of their knowledge or new businesses that they know about. And we thank them again.
Yes, speaking on that subject, Brother Aziz, we are planning on having those professionals, especially Ms. Baker and Ms. Williams, the attorneys, because we're every now and then we do an estate program. And so once we do an estate and retirement program, those two are definitely one of the presiders, or will be one of the presiders when we have that particular program, which is coming up in the near future. We thank all of our listeners and all of those who support our radio station. But like us, our objective is to network with all of our listeners, anyone who wish to come on, anyone who has comments about business and would like to share those comments. Every Wednesday we come on this station so we can share business communications with the community. So again, if you would like to participate, you can call in again. The call in number, Brother Aziz, was what again?
Our call in number is 1-657-383-1372, and that is 1-657-383-1372.
And we'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to the night show. And again, for those of you who would like to participate in our discussion this evening, you are certainly invited to do so. Our mics are open at this time. And so any callers that wish to call in and to participate in tonight's show, you're certainly welcome to do so. In the meantime, like I said, Brother Aziz, we're here totally for the purpose of identifying businesses and getting, and so your community hopefully will get to know these businesses and we'll be able to do businesses with our own communities. We are in the Washington metropolitan area. Again, myself, Brother Aziz, and others who keep this radio station, keep the association going, the New Africa Business Association. We represent this particular area, but the New Africa Business Association and all of its participants to the National American Muslim Council, we all work independently in our own particular areas, Baltimore, Jersey, New York. All of them have New Africa Business Associations, and we all are trying to recirculate the dollar.
Yes.
That huge dollar amount that we spend. And our objective is to recirculate that dollar back into the community. So our efforts here in the Washington metropolitan area, like I said, is ongoing. If you're a business person, again, we're here to identify your business. But the same participation is going on all over the country. The New Africa Business Associations. And like I said, once a year, we all meet and do our annual reports as a nation.
Yeah.
And that's through the American Muslims Business Council. Their headquarters is down in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, with the president, President David Hassan. So we're here to continue to do our part in the Washington metropolitan area. If you're a business person, we invite your participation. If you have a good business idea, we invite your participation. And every now and then, we have an open mic tonight, but there are times where we will have special guests coming on. And and those special guests, of course, will be presenting something that, of course, that could be uplifting, inshallah, to the community.
Inshallah.
So with that said, Brother Aziz,
Well, there are one thing that you were letting go until Ramadan was over before you brought it out again, and it's one of the powerhouse moves that our show is making besides furnishing information to the community about black businesses or African-American businesses that exist in the community, and that is our 100 investors challenge that you had initially orchestrated and started putting a call out for 100 investors to invest $3,000 or, you know, something that was tolerable.
And Brother Aziz, I'm glad you brought that up. It has not been swept under the table. It is ongoing.
Yes.
And, yes, we're looking forward to, now that you brought that up, there's a breakdown in the community when it comes to our younger adults and some of our senior adults. I'm beginning to find that out through discussions in the community. And I've always said that that there would be a division simply because economically we leave nothing behind to our heirs. Our heirs is like they get a certain age and they have to go for themselves. And of course, that's going to create what? I don't see where it's going to create a unity at all.
No,
because again, there was nothing. There was nothing that was passed on of value. So that's why when we start talking about 100 investors putting up in the amount that we set forth with the $3,000, because we knew we wanted a certain amount of cash, a certain amount of revenue up front to show that we're serious, first of all. No, we don't want anyone sending us any monies whatsoever. We just want the pledges of those who would be about doing such a thing. And myself, I bought up the senior's idea because as a senior, I am 75%, I would say, retired from business. So I don't do as much business as I used to do. And which means I'm living off of my fixed income.
Yeah.
And so doing such a thing, you don't think in terms of investing too much into business. But at the same time, when you see a situation where my own community is consuming and spending in excess of over $1 trillion a year to those who just don't like me, put it that way. And so again, I am saying, as a senior, it is worth my be invested with the community and invest into the community and grow businesses where the proceeds of those businesses would really be going to the younger generation. Chances are, I won't see the success of the businesses that we're talking about opening right now because, again, they're needed. I'm saying, and for a person who, when you say a business is needed,
yeah,
that's just something that you don't hear too common. Right. That a business is actually, but in the African American communities, businesses are really needed. Because again, we are not in the, we're not in commerce. We're not in business to trade our goods and services, our talents and what have you.
Right.
And that needs to change because it is such a valuable talent, and it shows because we're spending over $1 trillion a year to someone else. Whereby if it stayed in the community, then now you're talking about the communities being rich and famous, if you want to go. But when you start talking about trillions, you talk about being rich and famous. So recirculating the monies back into the communities is what that investment idea is all about. Our slogan of what one can't do, many of us can. See, that's the power of being a vested community. And the African American community has never been a vested community. They are maybe when it comes to maybe religious, but other than that, we're not very vested in the productivity of our community at all. And that's where I am saying, as a senior, I would be willing to change. I would be willing to invest with the younger generation.
Right. Yeah.
And because one thing about the younger generation, if you show them, I'm talking about myself as a senior business person. If I showed a younger business person my talents, how did I succeed and do what I am doing? They can take those skills and take off higher because they know the technology. As to where I built the clientele totally different, they know the technology where they can see many where it took me all year to see just a few of what they can see within a day or two. So they know the technology. And so combining your experience or sharing your experiences with our younger generation is something that we all need, not only share the experience, but be willing to invest in helping the younger generation to stimulate growth. And then I think you will see more of some of the distance that we may see or some of our, I think you see us coming, because we have a vested reason. We have a vested reason. We have an important reason. We have a financial reason. We have a financial obligation to come together. And that changes everything.
And encourage other brothers and sisters where our people have been, especially selling necessary goods for your household and places like that, that you support those businesses. And sometimes we know for a fact, if you go to some of the Chinese businesses, the Latino or Spanish community businesses, and Lord knows, don't go to the Jewish community and look for no cheap prices. You'll notice that, of course, the prices are a little higher than what's in the grocery store. And that's the way it's going to be always with these little mom and pop stores. But remember, that's what they're for there in the community, to provide a real convenience for you. And when they provide a convenience like that for the people, the African-American community, the New Africa community, have to realize that we have to spend our money. We may have to spend a little bit more money to support a brother or sister that's in business, because the business is cost like that. And, and it's keeping them in the community and keeping them alive and recirculating the money, because these people may have somebody in the community that's working for them. And that right there is recycling the money twice. And you're helping two families out at that time. And who knows how it goes on from there, from going to other businesses that exist in the community. So that's one of the important things, is working with not only the businesses in our community and exposing the community to who these people are, these businesses are, but again, building the mindset within the community to go and support these businesses. Because a lot of the new Africa, especially African-Americans like to go to different businesses, especially the young ones. They like to go to different businesses, the Chinese place, the Mexican place, the Spanish place. They like to eat everywhere. It's a fast food generation. And along with that, when you go to these places or little restaurants or little spots to sell food, different culture food, our people tend to buy the product that they may have that exists in there. As a matter of fact, take on a whole nother person's culture almost. We see that, like in the Islamic community, we see where our people will believe in Islam, but they'll walk around dressed as though they come from India or Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or wherever, you know, as opposed to getting the information that's there and being yourself. So that's the big thing we got to work on. We have just as well as we promote the businesses, you know, the New Africa Business Association may have to talk to some African-American leaders, church leaders, mosque leaders, to get them to also come on and not only talk about businesses they may support, but as well as their take on and their support on putting it out there for African-American business to exist and support them. Because we know in a lot of places where the African-Americans had, you know, community stores, a little corner store in the community, especially in these more wealthier sections of the Washington metropolitan area, we noticed that's all gone and all that other stuff. And the only thing left is the African-American church. And when they come over to the church, because the people that moved out of the community sold their houses, got them redlined or whatever. So when they come over there, they can't really enjoy going to their Sunday service because the people that live there complain about them parking in there. So again, had businesses stayed in that community and the people stayed there and the finance been there, we wouldn't have pockets of things happening like that all around. So this is one thing while supporting these different businesses that in our community and promoting them as what we, you know, that's what we're about, promoting business, Africa business, African-American businesses, as well as networking businesses together. Also, we have to reach out to the leadership in the community also to also support this this idea and this need that we have, because all in our community exists nothing but other people than ourselves that are servicing us. And as we talked about it once before, especially in the hair industry, the beauty supply industry, we have so many people from different countries that serve our community items and goods and services that we ourselves should be doing. And unless those things like that change to where we know there's certain things that we use all the time, I'm not so sure that, you know, that we have any businesses a lot of times to support stuff like, I understand the Buy Black group and, you know, the different people that they're sponsoring there and they're supporting the buying from Black folks. At the same time, they don't really have a place to display goods in the community where people could go buy from them in that venue, you know, of different household items or different hygienic items that you may need or whatever, clothing and that. This also is perhaps one of the things that the 100 investors could come together on. You know, it's a number of businesses, but this is one of the businesses they could come together on, investing in a store, a building in the community that supplied all these different items that we know that not only Buy Black, but different African-American producers that wanted their items sold could be sold out of there as well as marketed to the rest of the community, because this would be a place wherein people that came here, especially the tourists that we have, and see something like that exist and take it back to their own hometowns. Even, you know, we had the guy, the doctor in our community, come over the insect repellent that, you know, was natural and very, very effective. We, you know, we just have so many people that have things that they want the people, the nation, to see in that, so that their product could get out there. And nothing better than coming to a place in Washington, D.C., a store where everything in the store was produced and made by African Americans. Or if it wasn't produced by them, it's their product, patented product, you know, because we do have a tendency to have goods made over in China nowadays, you know, and because of the cost. But that could change. But again, you know, this would enable people that come here to be able to see African American products that was produced all over the country, and they're here for sale in Washington, D.C. And I think you brought that idea up. But I didn't want to say I just come up with that all of a sudden. I think we talked about that. You mentioned that before. And it was in reference to the National Mall that you know, were coming up with, where and combining a number of the different African American businesses there for our listeners to come and, you know.
Brother Azuli, first of all, when it comes to business, free enterprise is something that, you know, I welcome, and so. Again, the idea of a black business. You see, we talk about a black business, identifying black businesses, because again, we are consuming so much monies. We're like 98% consumers. So that tells me that when it comes to goods and services, period, they don't have to be black products or green products or blue products. No, when it comes to the goods and services that we are currently spending our monies on,
yes,
those are the products that we need to be providing to our consumers. And in this case, we're saying, we're going after the African American dollars because, again, we are that community, and and in a sense, we sort of deserve to spend monies with each other. But I go further than that, and I would say we really want to do business with each other. The problem that exists is that we're not in business. There are no black businesses in a large conglomerate situation where if I was to go out right now to consume anything, chances are I doubt if I run into a black business. Because we're not there participating as business folks like everyone else is participating. That's where I want our participating is that we need to just open businesses, period. So when we talk about 300 investors, all of us pooling our funds together, we're talking now about what type of business now are we talking about going into? Are we talking about going into? You mentioned the restaurant businesses. Are there the hotel businesses? There are all type. What business do we want to put our shop right next door to everybody else's shop? And so that's my thing. We need to participate in business, and then of course that participation, and get to And our thing is we want to spread the word. When we say we're the New Africa Business Association and we're looking to emphasize African-American businesses, we're saying that because we know that that is a business that is just not identified because we're not participants. So we want to up that participation and compete with the general flow of businesses. So again, if you have your organic restaurants, if you have your Caribbean restaurants, you have your Italian restaurants, or whatever restaurants you want to consume, that's your pleasure. But let's add the African American restaurant. Hotels, when you start talking about you have these different, then let's add the African American hotels. Again, let's become participants in the regular business structure that we're currently spending $1.1 trillion to someone else. So with that large amount of money being spent by African-American consumers, that should motivate the African-American nation that we need to be participants in the business and attract our own first. Because just attracting our own, there's a huge revenue. But of course, we're looking to attract all.
Right.
You know, so I don't want folks to get us wrong to think that we are a business that's trying to be a racist business.
Right.
No, we're just trying to identify African-Americans that are not identified. And it's hard for them to become identified because of our non-participation. You know, there are very few doctors. There are very few lawyers. There are very few, when you start getting the financial planners, there are very few accountants. Our numbers are not huge as to where you can see us on any business block. So again, business folks, we invite everyone who's our mics are open. We're talking in general. So anyone who has any questions, any comments, we certainly welcome your comments. But that's what we're that's where I see asking for the community to become vested and start investing in businesses, because I think your rate of returns would be great simply because we're in businesses. We can show that our business is on the block, just like everybody else's business is out there participating. My thing is that being just a sole proprietor may take a long time, but being an LLC corporation where we all can invest in together, I think we can move right along, because again, like I said, what one of us can't do,
right,
I know that many of us can. So callers, you are certainly invited to a call in. We invite your calls. Other than that, our brother Aziz will take a station break and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me.
with just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
And welcome back to the tonight show. Brother Aziz, for those of you, this is open mic night, so any of you that wish to call in to discuss your business, identify your business, or talk about business, or add to our discussion that we're having this evening, you certainly are welcome to call in and join in. Brother Aziz, you have the call-in number.
Our call-in number is 1-657-383-1372, and that is 1-657-383-1372.
Okay, so you certainly are welcome to call in and join in on our discussion that we're having this evening. Brother Aziz, that you have anything that you would like to continue to add to this evening's discussion that I may have overlooked?
Well, no, just adding to the fact that, in promoting various business, African-American business that we know about, you made a good point that you could be a Chinese, Jew, or whatever. If you want to be a part of our association, the New African Business Association, well, we can't help but welcome you to be a part of it. If you're going to serve with our community in the way or whatever as part of the New African Business Association, but our primary focus is on African American businesses to circulate money back into the community to provide some of the necessity for us to have jobs throughout our community. And we don't. And the other thing that we really, really have to move forward with and getting help again from the leadership is for our people not to be intimidated about wanting to do business with your own community. We'll sit around and look and see how Spanish folks set up their businesses all over, and they support one another. We see the Indians do that, the Hindus. We see the Orientals, the Japanese, the Koreans. They go support one another. It comes natural to them. They don't have to be directed to do that.
Brother Isaiah.
Yes.
Again, I don't think African Americans neither have to. We don't have the businesses. So again, if you just don't have the businesses, you cannot ask the consumer to come in and buy something from you that you just do not have. So my thing is that if we got into business,
yes,
and we did, the biggest thing, do we see the, and I said it because see, as a financial planner, as a person who been in finance just about all my life, there are certain triggers that I look for. And in the African-American community, there are so many triggers that calls for advancement. And for yourself, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And number one, the trigger is when I sat here and said we're spending one over $1 trillion in consumer spending. That's a trigger within itself that tells me as an African-American, I should want to be within this business conglomerate that's going on out here because of the huge monies. But look at healthcare.
Yes.
Look at healthcare. What would happen if the African-Americans created their own healthcare system? We're a national organization. We can, if we were serious enough, we could put that all together. We help many, many health professionals in our communities. But I'm just saying, it's business, huge businesses that are going on out
Catholic
here.
Catholic hospitals, Adventist hospitals.
You see what I'm saying? There are, so again, it's not a matter of
Jewish hospitals.
We have to direct our consumers to our businesses. No, we have to first open the business. And I think our consumers are going to come. I believe we would love to do business with each other. I think it would be good not only for the business person, but even for the employees, those who work for a business, folks. I feel for a fact that having employees working for me for so many years, I know that they was quite rewarding because they had the independence to be themselves.
Yeah.
And at the same time, as far as income, as long as the company was making a certain amount of money, we didn't mind giving back in salaries to show our appreciations for their work. So again, my thing is being able to the message that I would like to really leave is that you're being able to see the seriousness, the advantage of being in business. And again, you may not be able to open this business yourself, but the same buddies that you hang out playing bid with and poker and all the other stuff that you guys be like, to 10 of you, 20 of you could open a serious business. And if not, then join the 100 Investors Club that we're trying to put together. But the whole thing is that if you can't see the seriousness of Black-owned business, then you should stay idle. You should stay right where you are. But those who can see the seriousness of Black-owned businesses, and I say one of the triggers is that you're spending over $1 trillion a year to someone else. So businesses will always be close to the Black community. I know if I had a business, I would certainly make it close to the Black community because, again, they spend monies. Along with all Americans spend money. But again, $1.1 trillion, we know that our society spends. I'm a Black person, so my society spends $1 trillion, and consumer spending, then it tells me that I would like to be a business person and start receiving some of the monies that my brothers and sisters are spending, and I don't, and I know I'm not getting a part of it because I don't have a business. I don't have the gas station. I don't have the beautician salons. I don't, wherever they like to spend, I don't have the supermarkets that we're going to go to. All the businesses that we need to be right there participating in, not trying to change anything, but just simply put your business right there where everybody else's business are, and let everybody choose how they would like to spend their monies, and you being a player in the game of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So that's what the New Africa Business Association is all about. That's what we are continue to inspire, and that's the message that we will continue to bring to the communities. We know that there are weeks that we'll come in here and our audience will be, you can't get enough folks off the station. Other weeks we may come in here and who knows, no one may be paying us any attention. But that will not deter what we think is important. And what we think is important is that African Americans identify where their businesses are, and being able to identify these businesses and being able to advertise these businesses so our consumers will know who you are. So we do that by networking with each other. We invite you to network with us every Wednesday from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. You'll find Brother Aziz. We've been here now. We've been doing this over a year and a half now, Brother Aziz.
Yes, it's been some while now.
Yeah, so again, and inshallah, we will continue because, again, we see the importance
absolutely
of being a vested community. So with that said, Brother Aziz, you have any words of closing you would like to share with anyone?
Well, also, yes, Brother Bilal, as we grow in that, we'll also want to eventually have on our website New Africa Business Associates and their businesses in the various states and cities where they're located, wherein if people want to travel or something like that.
See, that's back to that shopping center that you was mentioning a little earlier that we that's being built, and that is the emphasis of what you're saying right now. It's what the shopping center would be all about. Again, if you're in the Washington metropolitan area, yes, we want to have an African-American business directory.
Yes.
If you're in the Pennsylvania, New York, Baltimore areas, North Carolina, anywhere in the country, we are a local and we are a national affiliation. So we're able to set up these identifications all locally and nationally. So, yes, the shopping center is what we welcome you. And this is why we welcome your participation. It's worth it to you, and it'll be worth it to us, because if we can help, we can stimulate your business, then now we have a lifetime sponsor to sponsor the New Africa Business.
Yeah.
So again, Brother Aziz, we certainly appreciate your participation.
Yes, thank you, brother, for me being your co-host.
Oh my goodness, I don't know what I would do without you on the other side over there.
We enjoy this.
Until next week, until this time, we thank all our listeners and assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.